questionnaire. I'm not testing your responses. It's only because I'm not a qualified neurologist and it hasn't been passed by an ethics board and all the other barriers between us. I made a game where I secretly test people's global abstract reasoning. Although it's not a secret because I have no filter and I tell everyone that's what I'm doing. I want to invite you to imagine what it's like to have your neurology examined and share the most beautiful parts of being tested, which is deepening your understanding of your own psyche and creating vocabulary for your own perceptivity. The recent Royal Commission into Violence and Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability found that Australia is in breach of its international obligations, committing grave and systemic human rights violations for people with disability. Other reports indicate a power imbalance created by the current top-down NDIS approach to autism. I've made this questionnaire artwork to include myself in the conversation, so my voice becomes part of the narrative. I want to bring awareness to the history of testing and experimenting on the autistic community and ask whether or not Australia's history of testing minorities has been good for the people in those groups, for example, the White Australia policy. Sometimes my community asks me why I think something's ableist. Then I ask them to imagine what would it be like if someone did the same thing to a person of colour or a trans person 20 years ago, and to sub in the identity of a disability. 90% of the time, this is all people need to understand my perspective. This is why it's so important we have difficult conversations to raise awareness for people that experience marginalization or identify with having a disability. I've had 5 support coordinators who have been through NDIS training and didn't know the meaning of the word ableism. I know the meaning of the word. The person scribing for me knows the meaning of the word. If you don't know the meaning of the word, just ask someone to explain it for you. It's nice to learn new words. Sometimes there's something really beautiful that comes out of not being able to do something. Sometimes from oppression, we understand the true meaning of freedom. Sometimes when you go without, you get to have a special relationship with the void. I don't believe there is a better or a worse way to be human. I don't believe smarter is better. I don't believe being verbal is better. I don't believe being more functional or happy is ever better. In my questionnaire, and when I test people, it's outside right and wrong, and all the answers are unconditionally valid. They're descriptions, like different colours or different songs. However you were born, in whatever kind of body, and with whatever kind of brain, I unconditionally respect you. Well done for reading or listening to this whole thing, and thanks for coming to my show.